Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic is siding trends and new products from James Hardy. And I'm here today with Trevor Hubbs of James Hardy Siding. Hey, Trevor, welcome to The Home Building Hero.
Hey, David, thanks a lot for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Fantastic. Well, we've talked before and I'm excited about this because James Hardy offers just a ton of products for homes. And we're going to talk a lot about the new things coming out, all the different things that you guys offer, because sometimes people just think of James Hardy as siding only, and you guys really do a lot more than that. So before we dive into all that, I'd like to just kind of give us a little bit about your background, how long you've been with James Hardy and what is your role there?
Yeah, so I'm Trevor Hubbs and I'm the James Hardy Technical Sales Manager for Wisconsin and the UP. Been with Hardy about 3 years. Prior to that, I spent some time in the military. And then I was with a general contractor working primarily in like the southern Midwest, northern Texas area on historic renovations. So been with Hardy for 3 years doing siding that whole time and really excited about it.
Yeah, what's neat is you've got that background of not only being in the field and understanding, you know, how it goes together and some of those unique things, but then also having sort of that technical background and of course the discipline of the military. And again, thank you for your service. We appreciate all you've done as a veteran for our country. All right. So let's talk a little bit about some of the different products that James Hardy offers, because you guys have a ton of different stuff. So what are the main things that you guys do and offer for residential homes?
Yeah. So our four most popular products are going, especially in Wisconsin, are going to be just our standard lap siding. And after that's going to come our trim, then we have a shake product, which is looks like a shingle kind of look, right? And then we have a panel.
Shake boards, yep. Those are very popular on craftsman style homes, especially.
Exactly. So those are our four most popular in Wisconsin, but we also make soffit, fascia, and then we have a new rollout it's out now, but it's been in the process for probably about 10 years of development and then like a slow release, test releases. And that's called our Aspire product line. So which is an entirely new line of siding that is now available for everyone to purchase and use in their designs.
That sounds interesting. So people always love the new stuff and the new things out. So what exactly is Aspire and what makes it different?
Yeah, so one of the great things about Hardy has always been our design center, whether that's online or in one of our partner dealer locations, where you can really pick and choose what products to use, where to use them, and create the home among 60 other homes in your subdivision that is uniquely yours, right? So the way the Aspire collection helps with that is we've created the first product that can be hung, first product for us that can be hung vertically, horizontally, or in an overhead application. So for example, if you have an outside living space, such as like a sunroom or a greenhouse, something like that, where you have that traditional cedar plank look above you, looks really nice. But again, it's outside space where wood doesn't traditionally perform as well, just because of the moisture rates, things like that.
Gotcha. Well, that's exciting. So, yeah. I mean, the flexibility and being able to put it up just about any way, I think that's pretty cool, because that's not something that you would see with most products.
So absolutely. It's a lot thicker than traditional James Hardy. Because it's a lot thicker, you can do different design procedures, like you can miter the corners to where.
Oh, very nice.
And because it's Hardy and it's cement and Hardy does not expand or contract, you can really, that corner is going to stay together for at least 30 years. If it doesn't call me, I'll make it right. But yeah, the siding, one piece of lap siding is going to look like it goes all the way around the house, because it's a really smooth transition.
Oh, that's really nice. And that gives you, you know, if you're a carpenter and installer, I mean, it gives you just so much more flexibility with how you put it together and make it look really nice and probably get some really nice tight lines on the house too, I would imagine.
Oh, it's huge. So it's all either tongue and groove or like a shiplac look. So it's flat to wall. Those miter cuts even easier because you don't have to angle them based on the product. So it's an all flat to wall look, and we all have built-in nail locations to the product, so all nails will be hidden.
Oh, wow, that's nice too.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about your nails. You don't have to touch them up with paint later. Everything is hidden.
Wow, that's exciting. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's always, and I suppose with a lot of siding products, when the more penetrations you have in it, the more nail holes you get in it, there's just more chance for something to go wrong, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. That's the point of siding. Like, we like it as a decorative product, but essentially it's to keep the weather outside. Like, that's
absolutely cool. Yeah, well, that's job number one, is make sure it's performing and not allowing moisture into your home. And then of course job number two is make sure it looks really good, right?
Here.
Okay.
We're always working on new stuff. We spend about $20 million in R&D every single year, just running through all different kinds of siding, what kind of paint works best, what colors work best, what's more durable, how it reacts in sunshine and snow and ice. So we do have a lot of things. The issue with coming out with new things quickly is because we have that 30-year warranty, we need to make sure that everything lasts for 30 years.
Sure, yeah. So
if you look like just in our Aspire collection, we first rolled that out in the Los Angeles area because Los Angeles doesn't get a lot of snow, doesn't get a lot of rain.
Sure.
It's a pretty controlled environment. 10 years ago, we started there with very select neighborhoods. And then slowly we've been developing. We went from there, we went to Miami, where now we have a little bit more moisture. We have some salt water. And then now we're really focusing on the Great Lakes area, where you have a lot of cold temperatures. You still have that water. You have a lot of high loads here. So finally, after all that testing and all that preparation, we are releasing it available in any neighborhood. Anybody can go buy it. It is fully for sale and ready to go.
Well, that makes sense though, to slowly roll it out and make sure that it really works well. And if you're going to put your name on it, it's got to last and work right. So what are you seeing as far as trends out there? I know a lot of people are kind of changing up the looks of the homes a little bit. There's obviously certain styles I think people are gravitating a little more towards, and siding is a big part of that. So what do you see delivered the most these days for siding and looks that people want on their homes?
Yeah, I'll tell you the biggest change that I've seen just even in the last 6 months has been these jet black homes. They use the black windows with the black, and it's either black shingles or black panels. And that, I think we've done six of them that I've personally been on the job site in the past 6 months. And that's, I wouldn't say it's completely new, but this volume of it is new. It's definitely catching on.
Yeah. I mean, we've, you know, a lot more black windows. You know, we're seeing a lot of, you know, the farmhouse style, as well. So they want the shiplap. You know, we're seeing more of like, okay, we paint the house white and then we'll do the black windows with it. But when you mean jet black, are you literally referring to the houses, the siding's black, the windows are black?
Yeah, there've been, I call them, this is me personally, and I'm not using this as an insult, like the house from Gru. If you've seen the cartoon, my daughter.
Oh, sure.
That's what it looks like. They're not bad looking. Like, they're very professional, very clean, but yeah, 100% black. Black windows, black framing, black everything.
That's crazy. And you know, you see it in cars, but wouldn't think of it with a house. And I think maybe just because of now, like the pre-painted products and all the things out there, it would just be something you wouldn't normally do on a residential home, because like if you're job painting it and things like that, to try and get that rich black color, the amount of coats you'd have on it, and then just the chance of seeing everything on it, the dust and the dirt and everything.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of the reason why I'm involved with these the black houses so much, is because they are challenging as a builder and as an installer to build. They have to keep that product clean. You've got to make sure that you're wiping anything that you cut, it's got to be a clean cut or it's going to show.
Yep.
So it does take a little bit longer to build, but these homeowners are super passionate about it and they know what they want. That's good. I'd rather have a homeowner that knows exactly what they're looking for than one that's going to change their mind. So
exactly. we all like that, don't we?
Yeah.
Yep. As a builder, I can definitely vouch for that one. So I kind of touched on this just briefly, but let's go into it a little further. So pre-painted siding is something that's gotten a lot more popular in the last couple of years. And I guess from your perspective, I mean, how often do people go with that versus a job painted product? And, you know, how many colors do they offer? You know, what's the advantage of it? So kind of a multi-part question there.
No, I'm ready for it. I love it. So As far as how frequently people use our pre-painted product, it's really going to depend on geography. So if you go to, for example, like Wausau or Rhinelander, 100% of the time it's pre-painted. If you go over to Madison, about 90% of the time, Green Bay is about 70%. And then we get to this Milwaukee here where people...
Oh, no, not us.
They like that house that's not painted at all, and they want to choose what people perceive as a custom color when you have a third-party person come on and paint it, which is fine. I'm happy you're buying Hardy. Buy whatever kind of Hardy makes you happy. But the main reason for pre-painting it is, one, it's a baked-on finish in our warehouse. So it literally goes about 250 yards from the place where the concrete cures to where we paint it. Right, it's a baked-on finish. It's something like a $7 million machine, something crazy that we paid for. It's amazing. So it's shipped to the job. It's already painted. It goes up on your house, and now your paint warranty is from the same manufacturer as your siding warranty. So it's all together. You call one company. You're not calling three companies. You're not calling Fred's Paint Service that may or may not still be in business 8 years later.
Sure, that makes sense.
So it removes that unknown. The other interesting thing is there's always weather concerns with construction, whether you're building a 16-story skyscraper or you're building your two-story modern home, right? The problems with weather, especially this time of the year, that March, April timeframe when you get a ton of rain, is you can't paint products when they're wet. If paint won't last, you're going to get a less appreciative or a less good-looking finish, right? So then you're delaying the time that you can get into your home if you're waiting on that painter, right?
Sure.
Delaying the time you can close. So maybe you do want that custom color, right? You want it to be really specific, but you also want to be in your home on time. That's where James Hardy's Dream Collection really comes into play. So Dream is, I alluded to earlier, it's that $7 million machine that we bought.
Okay, so that awesome.
700 colors last time I checked, and the way the software of the paint mixer in that machine works is it gains colors almost every day when it updates. So wow,
that's awesome.
700, it's not inconceivable to believe we'll be at twice that in a few years. But realistically, with 700 colors, if you can't find a color that is exactly what you're looking for, that color may not exist, to be frank.
Yeah. That or, you know, I mean, the naked eye probably can't process the difference between one and the other, most likely.
Exactly. So it's becoming more and more popular, especially, like I said, the farther you get from Milwaukee, the more people are using this pre-painted product. And it really looks good. But again, there are times for it. For example, when it was negative 20 degrees in February, I would not want to be the installer installing pre-painted product, especially. Yeah. Really light or the really dark colors, because everything's going to show and it's negative 20 and I can't feel my pinkies. I'm just less inclined to make sure that product looks perfect. Right. And that's nothing that the installer is really doing wrong. It's just the nature of living in Wisconsin and have building in the winter up here.
Yeah, those challenges. Yeah. Well, and you kind of mentioned the Milwaukee thing. And I think that's, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you have that sort of, you don't have a big national company here. You have more of a semi-custom market, and then you have sort of that the German craftsmanship mentality, you know, and so it's like, oh, we do it by hand, we do it, you know, part and piece and put it together. And so that's, you know, just the nature of the market, but that always kind of creates some unique challenges, I suppose, for you guys to try and get, you know, it penetrated in here.
Absolutely. And like I said, I mean, we're happy that you're using James Hardy. We're going to support you whether you buy the pre-painted product or not. And there's a time and a place for everything. So even if it's just in the springtime or the summertime when you don't want to wait on a painter because of weather or because that painter's got 10 other jobs, that really where it makes the most business sense to use our pre-painted product, right? You're waiting less. It's already out there. It's ready to go. And then maybe you get around to wintertime when it's not as easy to keep that pre-painted product clean and functional as you want it to be. Maybe then we switch to a custom paint job.
Yeah. And one of the things that, you know, is nice with the pre-painted product, obviously, is labor has been challenging. There's not a lot of people that want to be painters all the time. And, you know, it's getting harder and harder and people are getting paid more per hour to do their work. So, you know, painting, if you can take that piece out of the job, not only does it speed the house up, but it also, you know, could potentially save you money depending on, you know, how much you have to pay a custom painter to go do the job, right?
Absolutely. And that number changes all the time. I was working on a bid. What is today? Thursday? Yeah. So Monday I was working on a bid for a third party painter, and it was up to like $7,500 to have him come in and third party paint. Well, the numbers back with that builder. And I'm like, hey, if you would have bought our pre-painted colors, you would have actually saved about $5,200 on this job that you could pass on to the homeowner. You could put it in your pocket, whatever you want to do. But yeah, in a lot of cases, when it's not negative 20 degrees out, you save a substantial amount of money by going with the pre-painted stuff.
Sure. That makes sense. And so obviously if they want to do the custom colors, you said you've got 700, how many standard colors do you guys have right now?
Yeah. So we have 20 standard colors. And the reason we came up with those 20 is those were 98% of the colors being sold. So
sure.
20 yeah, colors, popular. Not necessarily for the whole North America, for Wisconsin, all our colors are the same in the whole state and the UP. But if you went down to Dallas and Houston, they have a different 20 standard colors because those colors are more popular in that part of the country.
Gotcha. Well, it makes sense. I mean, you wouldn't want like Southwest colors up here in Wisconsin, and you probably don't want Northern colors down there in the South, right? I mean, it just makes sense. So, okay.
The thing that is the biggest standout is Wisconsin loves their red, that like really traditional barn look on their
house. Sure. Okay.
I like it, but I never saw it when I was down working in Dallas area or in the Tulsa area. It's just not popular. And then you go over to Florida and you got the, like the cerulean blue, and everybody wants their houses to just be the brightest, most.
Sure. Yeah. You get like, I call it like the Key West color palette, right? Yep. Exactly. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. And you wouldn't want to see that up here either. It's kind of weird looking at a bright yellow house in the middle of winter, you know, and the snow's flying. There's just something optically. It doesn't go right for whatever reason. So just a quick question for you and you don't have to be specific on it, but maybe in terms of percentage, you know, if you do a standard color versus a custom color, is it 10% more, 20% more? What do you think the typical?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be more expensive to have a custom color, but the percentage really depends more on the size of the house and the amount of what I call like specialty design. For example, like the amount of panel or board and batten or decorative trim look that you have. If I had to put a number on it, which I'm sensing that you really want me to.
Yeah. Just say regular siding.
Yeah, I would say it's between 10 and 15% more expensive.
Okay. So not horribly expensive.
Not unimaginable.
Okay. And let's just talk, you know, again, specifically about the Wisconsin market. You know, you mentioned the black as being very popular. What other color schemes do you think are kind of really popular right now? What do you like for your pre-painted? And let's just stay within the color scheme, you know, the standard color schemes. What color do you think is the most selected color right now?
Yeah, so it's a tie. I actually looked this up before we hop on here. But the tie is between our cobblestone, which is kind of like a light beige to brown kind of color. It's very neutral. People like it because I think it's easily resellable. And it goes with just about anything.
Yep.
Right? So,
yep, safe choice, so right?
Exactly. And then the next most popular color, which they're basically tied right now, is our mist, which is like a light blue, almost gray color.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. It makes sense. I mean, the stuff I'm hearing is, you know, people are starting to go back a little bit towards the earth tone. You know, we were going with those cool colors, but then since the pandemic hit, I think people have been adding in a little bit more of the earthy color back in just to kind of soften the mood a little bit. But I mean, we're seeing a lot of that dark or the blue gray color on the outside of homes as well. That seems to be we've done a lot of blue houses in the previous couple of years too. It seems like that dark blue is popular,
that for dark navy reason. Almost yep
I would say
that's probably our number three.
Okay.
Call it deep ocean in James Hardy language, but yeah, okay, that's a beautiful color. I have three of them in my neighborhood that were recited in that color, so yeah, it's very popular. Especially up here.
That's got to be interesting when you're just driving around. You're like, yeah, I know what that color is. Yeah.
That's the building industry in general. Like, it's almost impossible now to go into like a restaurant or any kind of building, like especially with like the open ceiling concept.
Sure.
Because you walk in and you just look around like, oh, how'd they do that? That's a neat look. Why did that happen? Like, you know, you're like, I'm enjoying dinner with my wife. I'm looking at it. Why does that plumbing go in there?
Yeah. Why did they do that? I wouldn't have done
definitely,
that.
Definitely. You just you can't unsee it, right? About how it works. Absolutely.
Yep. Now you guys have a wood grain look as well, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So traditionally, you can get that wood grain in any of our standard colors or 700 dream colors. And then you can also have it painted in like a, with a traditional kind of stain, that log cabin kind of look.
All right. Is there anything else that James Hardy's doing or anything product wise that you want to make sure people know about?
I would really hit on the Aspire collection. Just again, jameshardy.com, and you just right there on the front page, Aspire Design. We've got a bunch of different looks, and I think you're going to be really surprised about just all the different things we can do with siding and how clean it looks. It's really unique, and I don't think you're going to be able to find it anywhere else.
Fantastic. Well, that's a great piece of advice. Make sure you go on their website and check out all the different products they offer, because there's a ton of different choices and different types of not only colors, but materials that you can really make your home pop and make a dream home that you guys will be proud of. So once again, I want to say thank you to Trevor Hubbs of James Hardy Siding for being on the podcast and sharing all this great information today.
Thanks for having me, David. I always love coming on.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.